Gonna put the tree right in the middle of the road. That's your roundabouts, right?
Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. Today is Thursday, September 25th, 2025, and we're glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, he brings the duck jokes in a form of dad jokes. Jamie Yost, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Yeah, you told me a nice little joke.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Quick, quick.
I was talking about ducks with somebody else earlier, and it just, you know, it fit right in my lap. It's like you knew.
Right.
Is this like the meow thing? It's like how many quacks and other... We'll see if you can get more duck puns in there somehow. That'll be your goal for this one.
All right, lots of duck stuff.
What was your... how's your week been?
Ducking interesting. We'll start there.
He kicks off with a bang, everyone. Do anything fun? Anything
exciting? We did a couple things with the Scooby-Doo outfit that we have.
Yeah.
And I've been setting up Halloween.
Yeah, see, you got some lights draped out there on your...
Tree's done. The fence is halfway up. I got this side to do. And everything in the shed's coming in here. And then I'll bring it out in the yard tomorrow or Friday. Depending on how I feel after a blood drive.
Do you have more decorations for Halloween over, like, Christmas? Or do you think has the most?
I don't have much Christmas. A couple inflatables.
So definitely Halloween.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, we can tell what you enjoy the most.
Money. I have a Chewbacca over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's in that box.
He looks to be very rested
right
now.
Yeah, he's resting, that's for sure.
I didn't do much. I just went to South Carolina for a gig.
Did you take your shirt off?
It's fine.
Wave around? No. That's North Carolina, sorry.
Yeah. I had my lederhosen on, though. It rained out. It rained some, but it stopped. We had one of those big truck stage converted things where it just opens up and there's a stage, which had a cover, so that was good for the rain part, but it was like leaking through the roof and like dripping down. We kind of had to keep shifting things to different spots.
So it didn't cover as well as it should have.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into some news. I have not terrible amount, but I have a decent amount. News. All right, let's talk about Ohio news first. Just Ohio, not the Dayton, greater Dayton area. In Ohio, it looks like we have lawmakers considering Senate Bill 163, which is a bipartisan-supported proposal aimed at regulating malicious use of artificial intelligence, also known as AI, particularly the creation of deepfakes. If passed, this would the legislation would do three main things. Require a watermark on all AI-generated images and make it a civil violation to remove it for deceptive purposes. So that's one way you could, you know, definitely keep track. Protect minors, make it a felony to create, share, or possess AI-generated obscene material. And expand identity fraud, broaden the definition of identity fraud to include using an AI-generated replica of a person's persona, voice, image, or likeness to defraud, damage someone's reputation, or for illegal stuff.
Yeah, I always thought AI sounded like some sort of pirate term. Like, hey, hey.
It's not our.
Yeah, no, it's AI. AI.
Hey, AI.
Yeah.
Artificial.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Arr! It's like pirates are fake.
Pirates are fake.
Yeah.
Also in Ohio, Caesar Creek Flea Market to close after nearly 50 years.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Storage business will stay open, though.
What do you think will buy it?
I don't know.
Going with a trucking company.
Yeah.
Or Bucky's Part 2.
Don't you mean Ducky's?
Oh, yeah, it could be. Ducky's. I mean, it could be a Costco or something, Sam's Club. They're going to put something there.
Yeah. Someone should make a rival Bucky's and call it Ducky's.
Ducky's?
Because, what, they have, is it a beaver?
I guess. I mean, they would be famous for some sort of quackers, something like that.
Oh, that's funny. All right, moving into Dayton. After multiple failed attempts, the Clergy Commission Coalition has successfully placed a public hospital levy on the November ballot for Dayton. This proposed 1 million 10-year levy would generate about, it says 1 mil. Is that 1 million? I don't really know what that means. 10-year levy would generate about $2 million annually to serve as seed money for a new Municipal Hospital in West Dayton, an area supporters call a healthcare desert since 2018 closure of Good Samaritan Hospital. The initiative has divided city leaders. Supporters argue it's necessary first step to attract other funding and address health inequality. And opponents, including the city commissioners, call the plan unrealistic and fiscally irresponsible. So, we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Still on the subject of levies, the Montgomery County Human Services levy renewal on the November ballot will not raise taxes. The 8-year, $6.3 million levy generates $58 million to fund a wide range of critical social services. This includes funding for children's services, mental health and addiction programs, public health, and services for residents with development disabilities. And then lastly, Dayton Metro Library cardholders can get free admission to Caroline Historical Park and the Dayton Art Institute by checking out a family pass. The pass is available at all DML branches, cover admission for two adults and multiple children. Due to high demand, they are encouraged to place a hold on a pass in advance for a specific date. So I didn't know that. You got a Dayton card, you can just go right in.
Right. Makes sense. I mean,
a family pass. Now,
you can ride the train all day long, basically.
They didn't cover that part. Oh, wow. It's probably extra.
Boo.
2025 City of Dayton street tree planting request. The City of Dayton is preparing a what?
You're gonna put the tree right in the middle of the road?
Probably.
That's your roundabouts, right?
Round a tree. Is preparing.
It's a
to
new
conduct...
concept. It might work.
Yeah, tree planting, and is offering one or more street trees to City of Dayton residents. Trees can only be planted in the public right-of-way. Planting space must be minimum of 3 feet wide, 10 feet away from the from underground and overhead utilities, 25 feet from stop signs, 25 feet from intersections. Man, they really...
Can I get a 25 feet here?
20, can I get a 20? Can I get a 30 feet? Each location will be surveyed by the city forester to ensure its suitability before planting. You can make a species recommendation along with your request. I'd like a peach tree right there on my corner, please.
That's nothing to bark at.
However, the city forester, they'll make the final determination.
Right. That's a tree joke, by the way.
A dog. You want a dogwood?
Yeah.
A dogwood in a park? Their primary objective is to select a tree that will grow well and provide the greatest benefits to a neighborhood. Peaches, man. I'm telling you.
Right.
The city will install a watering bag around the tree and ask the homeowners to fill the bag weekly during growing season for the first 2 years. And then if you're interested, there's a form you can fill out to get this requested. If you want to do it.
Right.
Do it. So I won't be doing it.
So they're going to fill the bags weekly? Sign me up.
Now the city isn't filling the bag.
No.
Whoever the homeowner is filling the bag.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, moving into Beaver Creek. The fast casual chain Dave's Hot Chicken is opening its first Dayton area location in Beaver Creek. The restaurant specializes in Nashville-style hot chicken tenders and sliders, which are available in seven different spice levels, ranging from no spice to Reaper.
Oh, so is the Spice Girls going to be part of that?
Probably. They should get a call, at least.
Absolutely.
They have not announced an opening date yet. In Centerville, we got Easy IV Hydration and Wellness Clinic, opening in Uptown Centerville, offering medically supervised IV therapies. Have you ever seen these before? It's run by a nurse practitioner. The clinic requires a personal medical assessment before any treatment is prescribed, distinguishing it from walk-in menu-based services. So it's like they have this menu, and you select what you want to be injected with, like based on, like that's probably like, do you feel like you have headaches often? You should probably get some of this stuff. Do you feel like you have, soreness in your shoulder? Like, here, take some morphine or something.
So
they don't give you morphine, but it's like
Willy Wonka had the same thing in his movie because the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah,
and you had the chewing gum that tastes like a steak dinner, and then it turned into here comes the dessert.
Yeah.
It's the same. They're stealing it from that.
I'm trying to see. Here's a menu. Here we go. We got the Katie cocktail, $259 or member price of $181.
This
comes with B complex, B5, B6, B12, zinc, calcium, magnesium.
How many calories?
Glutathione. It doesn't say yet. Plus a double dose of vitamin C. That's it.
Is it laced with Tylenol? Does it cause autism?
Probably.
Because that's the thing now.
Yeah. I think it's good that, you know, there's a conversation around it.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
Kind of crash and burn.
But there's a lot of them here. So that was Katie Cocktail. There's Anti-Aging IV, Myers Cocktail, Athletic and Performance, Recovery IV, Jet Lag IV, Immunity IV, and Health and Wellness IV.
Put your crypto money in it.
Yep.
Invest now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go take a nap.
Some of these you could just get in like a vitamin form.
Right.
But this is an IV, which is
instant.
Quick.
Yeah, yeah. Liquid.
Liquid.
Right.
Well, I can just crush up my pills and hold it under my tongue, right? Is that how that works?
It might work a little faster.
Might.
Not sure you can pass the blood donation test with that.
Probably not. Yeah, I am donating also tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep.
We'll see how it goes. The City of Kettering offers financial aid for major home repairs to qualifying low and moderate income homeowners. Available programs include a free grant for lead paint removal, new windows and siding, and a 0% forgivable loan for other needs like new roofs, and HVAC systems. I guess it's roofs. Roofs isn't a word.
I don't know.
It isn't. Roofs is a word.
Right.
But roofs is not.
Well, maybe it's a new word.
But shelf is a word, but shelves is not.
Okay.
It's shelves. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's your English lesson for
right,
the day.
Dropping the F and adding a V.
It's another segment. You added a D, you get duck.
Right. Quack, quack.
Looks like Kettering Health went through another internal network issue. It was only down for 7 hours on Tuesday.
They're getting better.
Has been resolved. It's like your bounce back is definitely improving there.
Right. Clear.
The problem, which was not a cyber attack, they said in bold letters, temporarily made my chart unavailable and forced 7 hospital emergency departments to divert stroke patients. Couldn't laugh at that.
No, it's just the stroke jokes we always came up with.
Yeah. That's the one thing that they mentioned. Not anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, the stroke people got to go. You got to stay. You might die, though. We don't want you to die, though. All right. Miami County has adopted Miami County Tomorrow, its first new comprehensive plan in nearly 2 decades to guide future decisions on development and land use. And this plan was created with public input to help leaders manage growth and controversial issues like annexation, aiming to balance development with the preservation of the county's farmland and rural character. How's your rural character?
We have a royal king.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah, close enough.
That works. Troy is considering how to recover $400,000 in loans from the developer Anthony Tony Scott, whose local Mueller's Brew Barn and distillery projects have failed. I know that's pretty sad. The city is waiting for the outcome of Scott's other legal issues, including separate criminal charges and a civil lawsuit from an investor. So I wonder if that's why they went out of business. Had some failures with the investments. Miami County has adopted... did I already say that? I already said that. Why is it on here twice? Get out of here. All right. Waynesville. Check this out. One of the most expensive homes in Warren County, which features a 7,000-square-foot custom log home on a 189-acre equestrian estate with a mile of Little Miami River frontage, is on the market. Saguaro Ranch, which has never been seen by the public, combines the spirit of Western frontier and luxury living in this listing for $6.9 million. That's local. Think you can afford that? All right. Lastly, Xenia. Got a few things.
That's my hometown.
Long Side Out Sports and Spirits is a new recreational facility and now open on US 42 in Xenia. The venue features 6 outdoor pickleball courts, because that's what everybody wants nowadays, and an indoor bar offering leagues and open play for all skill levels. Future plans include adding sand volleyball courts next spring and offering indoor activities this winter. A Xenia couple is opening their unique Airbnb business with their first 2 renovated train cabooses set to be available for rent this month.
I'd like to do that. I saw that. That's neat.
They recently acquired a 3rd car, a 100-year-old wood caboose, and have a long-term plan to place a total of 5 converted train cars on the property, including 1 that is wheelchair accessible.
That's how they roll.
Pico! There we go. To address a regional staffing shortage, Clark State College and the city of Xenia are launching a new 911 communications dispatch academy. There you go. You'd be perfect for that. You already got the headset.
Yeah.
This 6 weeks hands-on training program is designed to prepare individuals for jobs as emergency dispatchers.
How can I help you? What's your emergency?
It's like you sound too happy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Are you okay?
How are you feeling today?
Not good. Like, you would be like a Mr. Magoo type or,
What seems to be your symptoms?
The first academy runs from October 27th to December 10th, and it costs $2,000.
To do this 911 thing?
Mm-hmm. It's an academy.
Not too hateful. Does it come with a guaranteed job?
Maybe. I don't know. You probably ask. I guess if it pass or fail.
Right.
Well, I paid you $2,000. All right. Let's get on to some news. All right. Starting in Ohio. It's actually Dayton still. September 26, 1988. The Dayton Daily News becomes a morning-only newspaper. For some famous people from Dayton, we got Amy Schneider, who is a writer and Jeopardy champion, known for her 40-game winning streak from 21 to 22. The second longest is the show in the show's history, and the longest by a woman. We all know Ken Jennings was the current streak holder. This Dayton native, Schneider, attended Chaminade Julian High School. And graduated from the University of Dayton, and also winning the 2022 Tournament of Champions. Her total earnings reached $1.6 million, making her the most successful woman and transgender contestant in the show's history. Then we got Joseph Desch, who was born in Dayton and was an electrical engineer and an inventor best known for his crucial role in World War II. As the research director at National Cash Register, also known as NCR. He led the top secret U.S. Naval Computing Machine Laboratory in Dayton. His team designed and built the American Bomb, B-O-M-B-E, machine used to crack the German Enigma code. He was a graduate of the University of Dayton and also co-patented one of the first digital computers and later helped develop NCR's first solid-state computer. That's pretty neat. It's kind of interesting. I read about the bomb a little bit today because there was a group of Navy ladies called the Waves that actually had a top secret project working on these. And it, once they developed it, they were able to decode the German codes for their U-boats, which helped them take out a lot of them. Unfortunately, a lot of these ladies did. It was all top secret. They didn't actually know what it did until 50 years later.
Is that a boob joke?
Nope.
It's top secret.
Yeah. In 1995, they had a reunion like 50 years later, which it finally got revealed to them what their actual work did. It's pretty neat. Sadly, a lot of the people that worked on it have passed away since then. So, all right. Last thing.
Dun, dun, dun.
On this day. September 25th, 1918, World War One ace Eddie Rickenbacker earns Medal of Honor. He was piloting a Spad biplane over France. He attacked a formation of seven German aircraft on this day in Ohio history. He shot down an enemy Fokker.
That's funny.
It's spelled Fokker.
Sure it is.
Is that how you would say it?
Absolutely.
That's how, if you follow English.
I actually worked
grammar.
With a guy named Fokker.
Yeah.
Just like the guy on the TV. I think it was Faulkner, though.
Yeah. He shot down an enemy Fokker and Halberstadt, for which he received the Medal of Honor. He was born in Columbus, son of Swiss immigrants. German was the household language. He also spoke English with an accent. Let's see.
What kind of accent?
His last name originally, Rickenbacker, was further Americanized during the war. He doesn't really say. It just says accent. At the age of 10, he was a newsboy for the Columbus Dispatch. Let's see. He learned by parking the cars of customers. Learned how to drive, that is.
Right.
He became a mechanic, and he also raced cars. Raced in the Indianapolis 500, set the world speed record of 134 miles per hour in a Blitzen Benz in 1914. He wanted to be a pilot when the war started. He lacked college education. He bought the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which he operated for 19 years. Interesting. He died at the age of 82. He's in the cemetery in Columbus. Cool guy.
Yeah. I wonder if he's got, like, Snoopy next to him. Since
that'd be great.
The Red Baron type
thing. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Snoopy. All right. Let's look at some days of the week, shall we, sir?
Today.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
We already did today last week. Well, today is comic book day, but
yeah,
I'll let you have that one.
It's Daughter Day.
Tomorrow is National Alpaca Day, and I'll pack on my bags.
Pack on your bags?
It's German Butterbrot Day.
It says Hug a Vegetarian Day.
God.
I'm sure there's a line of... for that one. Okay.
Native American
Day. Let's produce small talk here.
Yeah. It's also Native American Day. Save the Koala Day.
Not the koala. Those things got, like, all kinds of diseases.
Yeah. Poor guys.
Yet they're so cute. They're
National
unbearable.
National Dumpling Day.
Like a good dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken dumplings? Matter?
They have,
apple dumplings?
They have, like, the pot stickers.
Oh, the big panda bear ones.
Yeah.
Those are good, too.
National Doodle Day.
I can do that in the bathroom stalls.
It says, support funding and research into epilepsy simply by doodling and submitting your little works of art with a donation to this important cause. Like, what? Why? Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's also European Day of Languages.
European on what?
No, I'm American.
Oh, gotcha.
National Chimichanga Day.
I don't think I've ever had a chimichanga.
Chimichanga. It's Better Breakfast Day.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get me a steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
You going to, like, Waffle House to get that?
McDonald's.
Bob Evans?
McDonald's.
Breakfast burrito?
My wife could just make them. National Law Enforcement Suicide Awareness Day.
This is all Monday.
Friday,
man.
That's the NLESAD.
I don't have all that.
NLESAD. Look, National Law Enforcement Suicide Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to make fun. I'm not trying.
Yeah, you do.
It's just a long title.
Yeah.
Shamu the Whale Day. National Mesothelioma Awareness Day. That's real. It's Key Lime Pie Day. Man, it's a lot on Friday.
I don't like key lime pie. Not a fan of it.
National Situational Awareness Day.
Got a situation here.
And I'm aware.
Yeah.
World Contraception Day. Jesus, there's so many things on this day.
So, wonder if they'll have an event for that with a rubber band playing. They're going to be shooting wads everywhere.
What was the, Whoopa Gundam style?
Yeah.
Did you hear there's a parody condom style?
Uh-uh.
That's not my baby. Whoop. I'll have to show that to you later. It's funny. All right. Saturday. It's National Singles Day.
It comes after Condom Day.
And that's all, folks. National Chocolate Milk Day.
Yes, Kroger's is doing free milk.
Free milk?
Yeah. You got to get on there and do the app on, like, Friday morning, and then they're giving you a little half gallon because it's a chocolate milk thing.
But are they giving you half?
It's very limited, so you got to get there
is
and get
half
it.
Half a gallon of chocolate
milk? Yes.
Oh, okay.
So if you decide tomorrow morning to go to Kroger's and with the app already used, you can bring in a big jug of chocolate milk.
Well,
I think it's tomorrow, too. It'll be Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. I'd look into that. National Corned Beef Hash Day. That looks tasty.
Not a fan.
International Rabbit Day.
I like rabbits.
Crush a Can Day. I do that every day. We have a can crusher on our wall.
Yeah.
We,
want another one?
I would, but not right now.
You like it in a can?
National Ghost Hunting Day.
Let's go to my front room.
Ancestor Appreciation Day.
They do what now?
Ancestor.
Oh, I thought you said it's ancestor. I'm like, what?
Nope. I hope that wouldn't be on this.
Well, I keep that one in the family.
Well, the next one is Family Health and Fitness Day.
Right.
National Day of Forgiveness. National Gay Men's HIV AIDS Awareness Day.
How do you share that one? No?
Unspoken. Save Your Photos Day.
You just pass it along to someone else?
Nope.
Tag, you're it.
National Seat Check Day. Saturday. Seat Check Saturday.
Right.
Be on a Saturday, I guess.
That way you don't get, like, tagged by some of those other events going on.
What is this Fish Amnesty Day? It asks us to see fish, not as dinner, but as living creatures who want to survive. Okay. The vegans. They're the ones that created that.
Right. Why it's Rabbit Day.
Right. World's largest pet walk. World tourism. It's International Week of Deaf People.
Huh?
Nailed it. Sunday, National Drink Beer Day.
That's every Sunday for people. Especially when football's around.
Right. Oh, yeah, especially now. National Good Neighbor Day, World Rivers Day, International Poke Day.
How about Ask a Stupid Question Day? You got that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Isn't that the world in general?
I think we just heard one of those just the other day about Tylenol.
You never know.
Did it, though. Did it cause everything?
You know, you can't really believe any side anymore. They all just say a bunch of stuff.
The memes I've seen, man, they're hilarious.
That's why we do it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just for the memes.
I mean, the only one that knows is the owl, because he knows how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll. So I would trust that guy.
That's funny. International Poke Day. No, not that kind of poke. It's about poke,
like
a Hawaiian dish growing in popularity.
So it's not Pokemon Day?
Nope.
Okay.
World Rabies Day.
This disease month or something?
Priesthood Sunday. National Strawberry Cream Pie Day.
There's a period joke there somewhere.
Banned Websites Awareness Day.
It's the dark web needs like a day for themselves.
Oh, it's World Deaf Day. There's a week and they have their own specific day too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That must be like the zenith, the pinnacle of the week.
You think they're listening?
Yes. Gold Star Mothers and Families Day.
Can you hear me now?
No. National
I'm a horrible person, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody loves me.
We keep you. Well, no, it's not that. It's not that day. All right, Monday.
Coffee,
it is. International Day of Awareness of Food Loss and Waste. I don't let it go to waste.
No.
National Starbucks Day. International Happy Goose Day. Ooh, we got a bird joke.
A goose joke?
We're just talking about ducks.
Yeah, did you hear that joke?
I would honk if I did, but I did not.
So the farmer decided to sell his rooster and bought a duck.
Okay.
Now he gets up at the quack of dawn.
Oh my gosh. We were looking for a goose joke though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still doing ducks.
Oh, we are technically. Ooh, it's Confucius Day.
Oh, that's your favorite day.
Confucius say, man who buys duck
must be a quacker.
All right. Speaking of silence.
Is this finish the line day?
Yeah.
I can do that.
Monday is National Silent Movie Day.
Yeah. That sounds exciting.
It's in the same week of Deaf Week. It works out. Oh, geez.
Do they put, like, braille bumps on the screen when they do that?
I don't think so. I like how we have...
Are they have chairs that just kind of vibrate to the beat of what's probably going on?
Well, you can do visual things, too. No, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So Tuesday, National Pet Tricks Day.
Chewing gum day, my favorite.
Is it?
Yes, it helps you relax. And it tricks your mind that you think that you're eating, so you can lose weight if you chew gum.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I know that, yeah. But I forget about it. I've learned all these tricks.
You should chew gum more.
It's hard to, like, remember everything. You have to, like, remind yourself or you forget.
Well, I don't forget.
Tuesday is International Podcast Day.
That's us.
It's not on Thursday, though.
Oh.
International Thunderbirds Day. That's the British puppet show. World Stroop Waffle Day. Stroop Waffle. National Extra Virgin Olive Oil Day. Oh, there we go. National Love People Day.
Oh.
You said you needed someone to love you?
Yay.
Maybe somebody will celebrate.
Right.
Dog Separation Anxiety Awareness Day.
That's sad.
It is. International Translation. Orange Shirt Day.
I have plenty of those.
National Day of Remembrance for Indian Boarding Schools. That's like a hyper-specific.
What kind of Indian?
Because... Native American.
Okay.
National Mud Pack Day. That's the face, the facial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to let my wife know.
It's blasphemy. Facial day. It's blasphemy day, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So she can look like that lady from, like, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
The thing. Eater!
Choking on my spit over here. All right, Wednesday,
got
October
the key lime
1st.
Pie dripping from your face and everything?
No. Not things. Wednesday the 1st, National Green City Day. Another coffee day, but it's International Coffee
so
Day.
So you have to drink an international type of coffee.
I guess.
They should have sales on all that.
They should.
But speaking of, I saw where Starbucks is going to be closing a bunch of stores.
Yeah.
Probably because they didn't have a day to themselves.
They did, actually. It was a couple. Is this past a couple days ago? We just talked about
It was Starbucks Coffee Day.
We talked about it just now, but it was for a couple days ago.
Gotcha.
But I didn't really say anything. It was like it's Starbucks.
Yeah, it's Starbucks.
Who cares?
Yeah, they're in trouble right now.
It's also National Homemade Cookies Day.
What are you bringing? Your wife's gonna bring in cookies,
I'd ask
right?
To see what she's bringing. World Sake Day.
You prefer a chocolate chip, please.
Yeah,
and peanut butter.
Oh, she makes so many good ones. World Sake Day.
Do you have Jennifer Quigley Day on your thing? Because I don't know what that is.
Jennifer Quigley? There is a lot. No, I don't.
Q-U-I-G.
Was it her birthday?
I have no idea. I don't even know who it is.
No. The birthdays are Brie Larson, Jimmy Carter, and Zach Galifianakis. But it is, let's see. China National Day, Ukraine Defender Day, International Ethical Hackers Day. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
International Gosher Day.
Coffee with a Cop Day, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka Day.
I miss Willy Wonka.
National Pumpkin Spice Day, National Fire Pup Day. Model T.
It's banned book weeks. What can we read?
I don't know. International Walk and Bike to School Day. Okay, what are these? I'm not.
There's too many days.
I'm not celebrating.
Yeah. Anymore. Thursday.
Right. Thursday. National Name Your Car Day.
You have a name for your car?
Nope.
Mine's A to B. Gets me to A to B.
No, I've never named my cars. I just haven't.
Some people do.
Call it a grease lighting.
I mean, I own a Vibe, and she wouldn't let me call it Vibrate R, you know, type thing. So
just call me White Trash.
Yeah,
the car's white.
I can do that. Here comes the White Trash guy.
Honda Ham. There you go. I'm making not a personalized name. It's like a statement name.
Right.
All right. National Poetry Day. World Farm Animals. Audiophile Day. Nice.
Oh, I have to thank my custodian worker.
Yeah, do it.
He's got a crappy job. Actually, my wife is one, so I can thank her.
Bring your Bible to school day.
And then get beat up right afterwards.
It's like, speaking of crap, I know who can wipe you clean.
Yeah. Hey, like getting nailed. Here, hit you with this book.
Oh, man. It's National Custodian Day, but it's also National Custodial Worker Recognition Day. So apparently they didn't get together and realize, wow, we're going to make our own day.
I don't know. Hopefully they give them a cleaning award.
National Fried Scallops Day.
What kind of award would they get? Some sort of turd on a, like, a
golden plunger.
Oh, that would be good.
I know.
Yep.
I feel like I've seen that in something before.
I have no idea. Find out. Let me know.
You get a gold toilet.
Yeah.
Stupid. National Smarties.
Like the candy?
Mm-hmm.
Son loved those.
National Produce Misting Day.
He would eat those and get so hyper and be a little smarty ass, basically.
Yeah.
That's what we used to say.
Yeah, that's funny. I like the Smarties. Those are good. I think it's about it. Ontario Garlic Week.
We'd always say he'd be in there popping pills.
Pretty much. Walk Your Dog Week. Get on it. All right. Let's look at some events coming up. Up first, we got fairs, festivals, and some recurring events starting on Friday the 26th. Looks like we have a lot of the corn mazes going on in the area. Just check those out. It looks like Sydney, Yellow Springs, Germantown, Liberty Township, and Bellbrook, they all have one.
Youngstown.
Yep.
Dairy's got one.
Yeah, Fall on the Farm. Yeah, oh, I didn't say the name. Yeah. I said Yellow Springs.
Gotcha.
I was trying to make it, like, snappy, but you're like, what about Yellow Springs?
Yeah, you know, that's where it's at.
Young's Dairy?
Yeah, well, they have sunflowers out there, too.
Fall on the Farm in Sydney. It looks like it's a multi thing for many, many days.
So that's when you go to the farm and you just keep falling down?
Probably. It's probably fall of the season.
All right, I get it. La 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 la.
Quack, quack, quack. All right. In Xenia, we got Old Timers Days. Looks like a multi-day thing.
For senior citizens.
Yep. For Friday starts the Dayton Art Institute's Oktoberfest.
Going to that?
No, I don't think so. I might. I don't think so. Spring Bros got the Windmill Farm Market Spectacular Fall Festival. Multi-days. Cruise in the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap. Trivia with Trivia Shark in Fairborn, Oktoberfest preview party at the Dayton Art Institute. I think it's, I thought that was before, maybe that's talking about that. Anyways, the Seussical Junior play is going on and still at the Town Hall Theater in Centerville. They got Social Vintage Dancing every Friday in Dayton, and then Dayton Silent Disco also going on. Then Saturday, we got, looks like the Legally Blonde musical is still going on at La Comedia. A lot of the same stuff that we mentioned to start, like the Fall on the Farm, Art Institute, Old Timers. Then we got Windmill Farm Market. Oh, I already said that one, sorry. Lebanon's got the Apple Fest. Germantown has the Pretzel Festival. Greenville has the Harvest Extravaganza. A lot of these looks like at least 2 days in the festival. Of course, Renaissance Festival going on in Waynesville. Hamilton has the Pyramid Hill Art Fair. Have you ever been to Pyramid Hill?
Nope.
It's a pretty cool park. You should check it out.
Is it like a diamond?
No, it's got sculptures. It's a sculpture park.
It's a pyramid joke. Sorry. It went right over your head.
It was. Man, I'm taking you too literally right now. I gotta calm down. Calm down. Tip City's got Mum Festival.
So all the moms show up?
Yep. Waynesville. Pretty sure it's
no dads allowed.
No dads. The mums. The British mums. Waynesville's got Fall Festival kicking off for its third one, I guess. Troy has Oktoberfest going on at Long Shots. Christiansburg has Food Truck Rally and Balloon Glow. Ooh. Greenfield has the G3 Growing Greater Greenfield Oktoberfest. Ooh, quadruple word score. Liberty Township Fall Festival, Milford Art Affair, Urbana, Simon Kenton Chili Festival. Nice. South Lebanon has the Fall Food Truck Festival. Man, there's so much
going
on. Is it
just a certain type of chili? Or are we calling, like, for varieties of chili?
That's a good question. It's probably like going to, like, a bacon fest or a pickle fest.
White chicken chili.
Or what did I say? Urbana chili.
They just had the fish and shrimp thing, so it's probably going to have that kind of chili in there, too.
Yeah, it looks like it's a
brought to you by
Chili Cook-Off Festival and Hoopla Parade.
Yeah, okay. So they're going
to... Fire engine signals the start of the cook-off.
It went from a stinky thing from fish to now a stinky side from the other side, basically.
What is this? Join the festivities, which will include sampling, contestants chili, a cornhole tournament, a jalapeno, jalapeno eating contest, dunk tank, and the suck, chew, and blow contest. The hell are they doing over there?
I don't know. Let's go there.
We got our chili cook-off coming up, actually, at work.
Is that just the IT thing again?
Yeah.
Nobody else can participate?
Funny story. 1 year, I think they had put it out that anybody could technically do it, and then we had, like, random chilies. It's like, where does chili come from? I was like, well, people said you could be a part of it. It's like, well, you're right. But I think since then we were just like...
No, it's just for you only.
It's just for us. All right, back to Saturday. Are we on Saturday? I think we're on Saturday.
Sure, weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. Well, yeah, well, that's slightly helpful. South Lebanon Fall Festival Food Truck, I think I said that. Let's see. Farmers Markets going on everywhere. Yellow Springs, Dayton, Beaver Creek, Oakwood.
Farmersville.
Huber Heights, New Carlisle, Westchester. Looks like there's more corn mazes going on. There's Middletown one, Milford Center, Germantown. Milford Center, I said that one. The Witch's Market at Hamilton, another one of those farmers. BFW's got steak, fry dinner, and moonlight bike ride from 7 to 9 in Xenia.
I've got this picture I need to show you real quick.
Okay, show me.
It is a zombie corn maze.
Oh, my goodness. Where's that at?
That's just made like candy corn in somebody's yard.
That's great. Send that to me. I'll put that in a podcast.
Okay, cool.
On Sunday, right? Yeah, Sunday. So a lot of the same stuff going on. Let me see what it's new, if there's much. James Miller Memorial Car Show in Wilmington. Looks like the Lucas Brothers Fall Fest in Bellbrook. Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. Outer Soul Sunday at the Spot. And Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel. And on Monday, Fall on the Farm going on. Legally Blonde musical. Young's Dairy Maze, then with Trivia Shark at Buffalo Wild Wings, Boot Camp Fitness Class at Riverscape, Trivia at the Green, Trivia Night at the Warp Wing, Dance Lessons at Solomon Pavilion, and Monday Night Laughs at Oregon. And then on Tuesday, the 30th, what do we have? Where were you at? Not a whole lot of difference. Looks like Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day kicking off at the La Comedia Dinner Theater. Free Yoga, Tip City. Trivia Night in Piqua, Karaoke at the Yellow Cab, Progressive Euchre Tournament at Star City Brewing, Trivia Night at Wing Sports. God, I can't talk. I can't talk, Jamie. Trivia Nights at Wing Sports Bar. Trivia, so we look by. Who are you talking to?
Who is this?
Trivia Shark Tuesday at Mr. Burrow's Tavern. Trivia Tuesdays at the DBC. Karaoke night.
Did you say
at the
BBC?
House. BBC.
Okay.
The Dayton Beer Company.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It's easier to say that way. Wednesday, the same musicals and the farm. Miamisburg Farmers Market, Fairborn Farmers Market. And then we have Sip and Stitch, Full City Brew Garden, Boot Camp Fitness Class, and Swerk Fitness Class at Riverscape, Ski Ball Tournament at Level Up Pinball Bar, Trivia Night at Elmatic, Puzzle Feud at the DBC. And open mic night at Leaf and Vine. And then on Thursday, the only thing really new, we got Pickwood Market, Lebanon Farmers Market, music trivia and bingo at Riverscape, Karaoke Thursday at the DBC, open mic at the Dunaways, open mic at the Barrel House, music bingo at the Trolley Stop, and trivia at Bach Family Brewing.
So this bingo thing.
Bingo, what's his name, Mo? Quack.
It would be very interesting if we could get, like, recorded someone yelling bingo and set it randomly on speakers just in different areas at the place, and then just be able to like click the button and just say bingo, and like people be looking around. I'm like, who's got bingo?
That's great. I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't know if it's possible, but it'd be very hilarious.
Yes. That and your salsa at the salsa chips at the salsa dancing. Oh, gosh. All right.
I still want to do that one. Yeah. That would be so fun.
Or a rock concert or rock. Oh, man. I love puns. All right. We're going to talk about some live music events and miscellaneous. We got the Chocolate Walk. This is on Friday the 26th. Chocolate Walk in Piqua. We got the Paddle Palooza in Vandalia.
There should be a Fozzie Bear show up there.
Fozzie Wazzy? Has he?
Waka Waka.
I like it. I like it. Dining in the Dark, Speakeasy Edition at the Amber Rose.
You get that anytime. Just don't pay your bill.
Oh, man. Dine a Dash. Never done it.
Never done that?
No.
Don't try it.
I'm a goody two-shoe. Yeah. Don't try it now.
Yeah. It's cameras.
You're liable to get shot.
Cameras everywhere.
VFW Seafood Dinner, Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Ricky Beanman at Crooked Handle in Springboro. The Bowl Cuts at Bach Family Brewing. The Milos at Jane's on the Main. The Joe Cowles Band in Troy.
The Bowl Cuts should be showing up somewhere at a barbershop and doing an event. Missed opportunity.
If they, you know... I really hope that they
look like the Beatles
singers. What is the Barbershop Quartet?
Oh, okay.
Like that would be a perfect name as well.
Be the Real Buzz.
The Bowl Cuts, yeah. That'd be their tagline. Hey, we're a real buzz on the audience. Fairborn has the Gin Game at the Actors Theater at Airborne.
Clip, clip
Airborne.
Here.
Fairborne.
Clip clip there.
Funny Bone has Gabrielle Rutledge. Half-Life at the Phone Booth Lounge, Next to Nowhere at the Hidden Gym, Wright Brothers at the Barrel, Hunt for Bigfoot at Caesar Ford Park in Xenia.
So, dress like Chewbacca Day.
Could you imagine? You get a group of like 20 or 30 people all like coordinated, you know, get dressed. Like, don't tell the people organizing. Just go out.
Just there. Run around.
Oh, my God.
It's the Slim Jim guy. There he goes.
Oh, goodness. Brick Tap and Tavern has Sean Cadillac McSwain.
Even better. Everybody run there with a Yeti cup.
Oh, goodness. Is Chewbacca holding the Yeti cup?
Give me, yeah.
He's got, like, a belt with, like, additional whatever things that make sense. And then Good Time Charlie's has Jake Roberts Band. That's on Friday, Saturday the 27th. Dayton Fancy Feathers Swap Meet at the fairgrounds in Greenville. It's got a rooster on it.
Just ruffle your feathers.
It's got a rooster on it, so there's something to do with it.
Maybe there's a fight there.
Lebanon has an Applefest 5K, 10K, and 15K. Dayton has a Thomas J. Frerichs 5K, and Germantown has a Twisted Pretzel Bike Tour. Greenville has Harvest of Quilts show. Springboro in the CrossFit Skyfall has Clash on the Concrete. It's got a guy lifting weights, so I wonder what that is. Cars and Coffee in Miamisburg at Austin Landing. Looks like these are in the morning time.
Two people going to that.
Back to the Roots Antique Show at Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Rocket Day at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. H-Tab, 8th Anniversary in Centerville. The Amazing Puzzle Race at the Charles Lathrum Center, Senior Center. Senior Center, yeah. Show up. Thunder Cruise Car and Bike Meet in Miamisburg. BFW, I already mentioned that. Wild Frontiers at James on the Main. I think I might have mentioned that, actually. Dwight Yoakam at the Rose Music Center. The Isaacs. The Isaacs, a tribute to the Grand Old Opry, BMI Event Center in Versailles.
Isn't BMI like your body mass index?
That's the name of the event center. It probably stands for something other than that, maybe. Tacos and Tunes at Sydney Theater. Pass the mic, also at Sydney Theater.
Tacos and Tunes?
That's what it says.
It's going to be a lot of tunes after those tacos. this place is a real gas.
I'm playing the timpani. Stepladder in Troy. I think these are musical acts. Stepladder and Troy, John Williams and Friends at the Schuster, Crying Out Loud at the Phone Booth Lounge, Jake Roberts Band at the Barrel, The New Old Fashioned at Hidden Gem, Diddley at Brick Tappin' Tavern, Above Insanity at Courtyard Lounge, Buddy Jewel Live at Good Time Charlie's, and at the Funny Bone, we got Gabrielle Rutledge again.
So there's no chairs allowed at this Bring Your Own Ladder event.
Yep. Pretty much nailed it. You are on it.
You'll be a step ahead.
On Monday, the Healthy Kids Running Series Fall 2025.
The next day is the Unhealthy Kids because they couldn't catch up.
Nothing on Tuesday. I mean, the Fall on the Farm is going on.
That's where the kids are. We're bacon, please.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Sunday. That was on Sunday. Monday doesn't have anything. Tuesday, I mean, they have the Fall on the Farm still going on. Tuesday has free yoga at Tip City. I think it was, did they have that again? I don't know. Anyways. I have duplicates.
Is that with the goats?
No yogas. No goats.
No yoga goats?
No yoga goats. There we go. Curio Trivia Tuesday at Courthouse Square. Dunaway's Donuts. Donates.
They should have donuts.
I thought it was Donato's. I was like, I'm hungry. It's Dunaway's Donates. I don't really know what that is, but check it out. Hands-on class, Shrimp Scampi at the Cooking School in Jungle Gyms, only $88. Trivia Night in Piqua at Crooked Handle. Cox Summer Tram Tours at the Cox Arboretum Metro Park. I think I nailed it that time.
You did it.
It took me six weeks.
6 episodes later.
6 weeks of Hooked on Phonics. All right. On Wednesday, the first, live music from Danny Voris at the Wisbury's Speakeasy. Man, he's there all the time. I am trying to get into that place and play. Anyways.
You can't get in because he's always there.
Shout out to Mr. Voris. I saw him at the Porch Fest in Dayton. He's pretty chill. I liked him. Trivia Night at Elmatic. I don't know him personally, but, you know. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tappin' Tavern. And then on Thursday, nothing but Gary Owen at the Funny Bone. Bam. Roasted. What you got coming up?
This weekend?
Yep.
We'll have Scooby and Fairborn over by Foy's.
Okay.
Halloween decorating.
Mm-hmm.
And moving stuff around and more Halloween decorating. And did I mention Halloween decorating?
No, I don't think so.
Hopefully my fridge is fixed and I can put food in it again.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's necessary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody likes it. In wintertime, you could just...
Throw it outside. Nobody likes a warm salad, though.
Gross. It's like soggy chips. Soaked in like water or something. I don't have much. I got a gig on Saturday at the Bug and Jug Tavern.
Yeah.
That is that Springfield? Yeah, Springfield.
I do have to finalize my trunk or treat stuff. So other than that, that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, then on Sunday, I'm going to Renaissance Festival.
What's the theme this weekend?
That's a good question. I should know this.
The last weekend was Pirates weekend, which the Reds are playing and probably losing to. Because heaven forbid they ever make it into the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, my Bengals are pretty much shot. So I'm just like,
no, just your quarterback is.
Well, Time Travelers weekend.
Time Travelers.
Yeah.
So it's Back to the Future weekend?
It could be either one. Time Doctor Who.
Are you dressing as Marty McFly?
If I open my fly, does that count?
If you name it Marty, I guess, yes.
Oh, jeez. No, I don't think that would go over very well. All right.
Great Scots.
That's all we got. You got anything else?
That's about it.
All right. I think we'll call it there.
Hey, the Reds won.
Everybody, we appreciate you listening in. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to give us a shout-out or drop us a comment or something, send us an email at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. And just a reminder, we are value for value. We don't require any subscriptions or force a paywall. But if you feel like you get value out of the show, consider giving it back to us. So until next time, Jamie, take care. Stay safe.
All right, you too.